If there was a Christmas pageant that was based on this reading from John 1, it would be kind of nuts, right? No Mary, no Joseph, no angels or a shepherd or a star or wise men, no baby. It might be rather dramatic, though, and musically, I think it would involve a kettle drum. Boom, 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 boom. In the beginning was the word. If it seems dramatic, it's because it is dramatic. Creation, light out of darkness, the word on Christmas Day. You might be wondering, why are we reading this? And the answer is because this gospel is the reading that is the theology behind the incarnation. It is the how and why of our entire Christian story. It's the beginning and the reality. It is the thread on which our faith is strung. It's the well of our faith. It's the big bang of Christianity. The word that was there before time at creation, born into a manger, crucified, risen, and with us now forever. It's the promise of God and the fulfillment of that promise. The light and the life we read about are God and the word present in our world to sustain creation, God's ultimate covenant with all that he made. And as we talked about last week, the timeline is kind of wonky. Past and present and future are all wrapped up in this one. By what the author of John is trying to say, though, is that time is irrelevant. The other gospels set the birth of Jesus in a specific time, in a specific place. But the fourth gospel sets it at creation, before the world began, outside of the limits of time. It's a mystery, not just for quantum physicists, but for all of us. But somehow, some way, we innately know that our Christian journey begins when we start to realize that not everything can be explained in words. A knowable mystery. It's like the example that I always talk about, which is from my favorite movie, Contact. My husband's shaking his head. It's one of the, do you have a movie that when you're flipping channels and you see it on, you can't stop watching it? Mine is Contact, by the way. So anyway, try it out. Okay, so in this movie, a scientist and a theologian are talking. And the scientist says she cannot believe in the mystery of God because it can't be proven. She wants proof. The theologian poses this question to the scientist. Did your father love you? And she answers emphatically, yes. And the theologian says, prove it. And at that moment, the scientist realizes that all the proof that she could possibly give would only convey feelings and beliefs, but that did not make her father's love less real. There are some realities that are mysterious, even though we don't know how to explain them. And such it is for many of us that know that the incarnation does not live in one single moment in time, but in all moments of time, even though it's hard to verbalize this or explain it. We know somehow that Christmas is God's actual taking on of flesh because God has been with us from the very beginning. God and Jesus are the same God throughout history, and at a moment of time, 2,000 years ago, he became fully known to us in Jesus. This is the miracle of Christmas. Jesus, the man, was not just a costume or an experiment created in a divine lab, but through entering a human body like ours, Jesus reveals to us who God really is, who God really has been, and who God will be. Through Jesus, we experience all of God's grace and mercy and glory and truth. Through the divine creator's birth as a human baby, we are given the chance to be born as children of God, each one of us, and join the Christian story. join the history of our salvation, the promise of peace and love to end all strife, the future of our salvation. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring.